Easter, Week 4, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, o'er death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving, faith-deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our choiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. May the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, Alleluia. Psalm 121. I rejoiced when I heard them say, Let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls. In your palaces, peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Alleluia. In your blood you redeemed us for God. Alleluia. Psalm 129. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In your blood you redeemed us for God. Alleluia. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer thus and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer thus, and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people at all, and now you are the people of God. Once you were outside the mercy, and now you have been given mercy. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the door, says the Lord. Anyone who enters through me shall be safe, and he will find a place of pasture. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the door, says the Lord. Anyone who enters through me shall be safe, and he will find a place of pasture. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, who rose from the dead to restore our life. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. Jesus, you are the stone rejected by the builders, but you have proved to be the cornerstone of God's house. Make us living stones in the temple of your church. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. May the Church never cease to proclaim you to the world. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. Through your death and resurrection, you took the Church to yourself as a bride. Cherish her and keep her faithful and prepare her for the day of your coming. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the first and the last. You were dead and now you are alive. May all the baptized be faithful unto death and gain the crown of eternal life. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. You are the light and joy of the city of God. Shine on the faithful departed that they may reign for ever. Ever-living Christ, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, bring us to the joy of your heavenly city, so that we, your little flock, may follow where Christ, our good shepherd, has gone before us by the power of his resurrection. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.